I'm with Mr. Frank Wilberger, and we're in New Hope. And I wanted to ask you about the mountain, the way it used to be, what you remember, any of the people.
The people, you got that all now running?
Yeah.
Oh, we ought to talk a little bit before you start that, I expect.
Okay.
When you come here, when you made that turn right there at the spring, when you made the turn, go up into the spring this way, the other road turned this way and went up on the mountain. That's up at Harris's place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a church up there called Wayside, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know where that's at?
Well, it's not there now.
Yes, it is. I think some of the logs, is the cemetery there yet?
The only cemetery I've seen is where the vias were, way back.
There's a cemetery there, and then there's a cemetery on up there on the old Harris place. I buried two bodies up there.
I've seen a cemetery in the Harris place. It's just a small...
Yeah.
I've seen the fence.
Out there behind the stable.
Yeah.
It was a stable.
There's a house, and then the cemetery's up on the hill.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't see any stones in it, but I can see the fence.
Well, they put them up, but that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Who were they? Which Harrises?
Huh?
Who were the Harrises that are buried there?
Who were the Harrises? I'd have to get the record and look at it up.
Right, okay. Now, where was the cemetery down at Wayside?
The Wayside Cemetery, the church, when you went up the mountain, here was a black rock road come around there, and you're going on up the top of the mountain here, then you turned in right here, and you went north, and it's awful rough up in there, rocky and rough, but we made it with the cars, always. We never had any trouble. Mr. Coots went up in there one time, broke his car all to pieces, weak in it. Had to get a horse and sled and bring it out kind of on sled. Sure, tore it all to pieces, got it some rocks. Mm-hmm. But I was always pretty particular. Get in there, won that meter one time. But we had that car on it most of the time. It had a higher off the ground, you know. And,
picture on the wall.
It's behind you.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now, tell me about burying the people. Did you embalm them?
Some of them were and some of them wasn't. Now, there was one embalmed we brought out from up there. He was a Harris, and put him on the railroad at Grotto's. And sent him to Hagerstown. Now wait a minute. Yeah, I think it was Hagerstown. That's where he wanted to be buried.
Uh-huh.
Put him on the train. Now the way that happened, I don't know whether you want this or not, the way that happened, they called us up there to lay the man out, and I didn't go for some reason. Father and Martha went. And when they got up there, they had just so many hours to meet that train. And they didn't know how they were going to do it. If they missed that, they wouldn't get it till the next day because there wasn't but four trains on that road at that time in 24 hours. So he sent Martha and another man back down here to get for me to bring a certain type of casket and come up there and get him. And I did. And we made it about 15 minutes. Got the body, I went all the way up there and got the body and got back to Grotto's and put on the train 15 minutes before the train come.
You did pretty well.
I'll never forget that.
Right, that was doing all right. It's a long way.
But as for that, around the spring there, the springs were sitting, well, give your foot right here. You come up the road here this way and come around. Here's the springs, right in. All of them dotted right in there that way. You know that.
Yeah.
All right. Then on up above here, just a little piece, was a old tabernacle. Miller owned it.
Oh. A tavern?
Cavern, yeah. Great big building. I don't know. That thing was 75 or 80 feet long, I reckon, and about 30 or 40 feet wide, and on the front backside went in the mountain. But on the front side, oh, it's way up off the ground. See, the ground sloped there so much. And took renters.
Could it be like that? Can you make that picture out?
No, that's not it. Here it is.
Oh.
That's the old tabernacle right there. Well, this might show it back here, way back here, but there's right smart like it. There it is again, yeah.
You say Miller on that?
Huh?
Miller,
there? Yeah, fellow name. Fellow name of Miller. Own them. There's the old steps, all right. That's the old tabernacle. Then you went from there. It was sitting right there like that,
mm-hmm.
Facing down here toward the drive. Then you went on back up to the ball, to the pool, alley, pool room. It is straight on back the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the lower side of this walkway or drive was these cabins of the people had. Now the Marys had a cabin up there, and didn't Groves have one? Drivers had one. Somebody in there brought Worris Cave had one.
Wompers, Millers.
Huh?
Wompers,
that's right. Wompers had one. And they stayed in there most all the time. They'd have a fire and burn them out. And the same one would go back and they'd build again. But the last time, they never built back.
When was the last time?
I don't know. It seemed to me like it must have been about 1915.
Uh-huh.
I won't say that's it, not. There were several fires up there, but that was a big fire. That's one that didn't go back in on at all.
Now, was the cabins below where the hotel was? The cabins were down below.
Yeah, the cabins that the people owned, they were on the lower side of the drive. There wasn't any of them on the upper side at all, on the side where these were.
Okay. So this building was
but
way
the,
up above.
But the ball of the pool room alley was straight on back from where this is, and that man Miller owned that. He'd rent you the whole pool and everything. The last time I was up there, I went up there with sister. That's my sister, Mary Wilberger, and a Hammond girl, or maybe two or three Hammond girls. There's a block of us went up there, and we went up the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come back, and we kicked around there and shot pool for a while, and this Hammond girl, she likes to shoot so well, she shot the whole evening. I just ran the whole pool and stayed in there, and she just rolled the whole evening. Next two or three days, she was so stiff, she couldn't get out of bed.
Did they have bowling?
Huh?
Did they have bowling?
Bowling, yeah. And, I don't know. Now, Mrs. Mary, she'd go up there, and so would the Wompers. And the drivers go in the spring,
mm-hmm.
and stay the whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
Then some of the family, I'd go with the Marys up and on Sunday evening or sometime, maybe Saturday evening, and stay till Sunday evening. And they'd take your groceries and things to them.
Mm-hmm.
Bread, flour, a little butter. They didn't eat much, just sit around there.
Now, was there two hotels or two
schoolhouse?
Two hotels? Was
huh?
there one hotel or two hotels?
There wasn't, I don't think it, but one hotel. There might have been two or three buildings joined together, but I think it's all owned by one man,
mm-hmm.
old Mr. Miller.
Right.
And he was the one that interfered with those springs. He tried to pump the one spring across or pipe across into his spring.
Why?
He wanted that water. See,
well, who had the water?
Huh? Miller.
But who? He was getting the water from whom?
From the mountain. Or he didn't know whose was, but they all claimed, each fellow claimed he had interest in the spring, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I reckon old man Miller must have wanted the lithia spring. But anyway, he run a pipeline from the lithia spring over into the other spring that he called it his spring.
And that's did he use dynamite or anything to get
it? No, he just dug a trench and laid a pipe down there and just pumped it across.
Did it work?
Just let it roll across itself by gravity.
Uh-huh. And so he got the water?
He got the water all right.
Mm-hmm. Was there a fence between his?
No fence at all.
Mm-hmm.
Where was his spring?
Huh?
Where was Mr. Miller's spring?
Miller's spring?
Yeah.
It was a third spring from the bottom.
You say there were...
See, the other spring is up here, 1, 2, 3, then the other two springs below here. And his was the lower down, and he wanted to get the water out of this upper spring. So he just dug this pipeline through under the rocks, the gravel, didn't have to go very deep, and took that water down and put it in his spring.
So then the lithia spring was high up on the mountain.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that where a pipe is coming out?
I don't think there are pipelines up there at all.
There's a pipe up there now.
Well, there might have been pipes set there to bring it on out so people would get their buckets under it and such like that.
Thinking. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But I mean, pipe from up yonder somewhere down to the spring, I don't think there are pipelines.
No, I just meant a pipe just out of the water.
Yeah, there's several pipes stuck in there just to hang to down below the water to come out and go into the buckets.
Yeah, well, is that the lithia spring up high?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, now the spring that's down low, that's walled up.
That's a sulfur spring, I think.
Well, no, not the one I'm thinking about. Sulfur spring's up the top of the mountain.
Well,
I know where that is, but that's got a wall around it.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about down closer to where you come in, way down at the bottom of the mountain.
I don't know. Not up close to the other spring?
No, it would be the lowest one down, the one furthest down the mountain.
I don't know what that was. We just call it just a wet weather spring, I reckon.
Well, why did Miller want... why did Miller want the water from the other spring when he already had a spring?
See, people went up there for the health. And he wanted to get this lithia water, he wanted to get it for people's stomachs. He thought there was better water for the stomach than some of the others, and that way he drew his crowd up there to get hotel reservations for the summer, you know. They'd come up there for the health, and he advertised all over Grottoes and everywhere down all up in the valley here about his lithia spring at the Black Rock. And see, he'd come up there and then he'd get water over that pipeline down the other spring. It was his spring. And he'd taken from somebody else's spring above her.
Gosh, he was
or
something.
He was taken from a spring. I don't know if that's with anybody's spring but the mountain. But anyway, he called it his spring.
And
last time I was up there, Uncle Odie had at my Uncle Wilberger down store at New Hope, he had some kind of stomach trouble. I don't know what he did go up there for. Anyway, he decided he wanted some of that Black Rock water. And we went up there one evening, and we killed three great big rattlesnakes right in the pan. And we didn't bring no water out either. He got scared and he'd come on out. James Doody, he and I went. James Doody was ahead of all of us. He would walk up there and Uncle Lou and I were coming behind. And James Doody heard something. He was ahead of us. And Uncle Lou was right in between somewhere. And he thought he heard. And he stopped and I said, wait a minute, there's a rattlesnake. And he jumped back and he grabbed for James Doody and missed him, dropped his can right on the rattlesnake. And I picked up some rocks and killed one. Before we got away from there, we found two others.
My gracious.
So he said, I don't want no water. So we come on away. He didn't get no water.
Right.
And that's the last time I was up there. But we used to go up there any time on Saturday, sometime through the week, take the people down here, the mayors, grocers, vegetables out of the garden, beans and tomatoes and things like that. Horse and buggy, cross over the little old springs And then the cars come in, done a little more with cars, higher cars, Model T's and so forth, you know. They're up off the ground more than the cars are today, and mm-hmm. they made it very nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, you worked as an undertaker, and sometimes the people who lived in the mountains would call you all the way up to the mountain to bury them.
The way that was done, we was here, just Father and I, and they'd call in and say, Mr. Billy so-and-so passed away last night, like for you to bury him. Well, when? They'd say, when? And we'd go to work back here in the shop and made our caskets. Mm-hmm. And the next day then, we'd take out over there, and we never saw the body until the day we buried. Next day, we'd take out up the mountain, or wherever it was, over at Harrison and so forth, some of them here in the community. And take the casket and put the deceased in the casket, take him on to church and have a little service and bury him, come on home.
So did you have many services at the Wayside Church?
Yes, we had some three or four services up there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, so you said Harris, did you bury any vias?
Yes, we buried some vias, but I don't know whether we buried any vias up there or not. We may have. I don't just remember.
Marshals?
Marshals, yeah, I think there's a marshal up in there.
Do you remember a graveyard way up the top of Mormons River there? Would be north of Black Rock Gap, up where beyond where that river starts, there's a via graveyard.
I don't believe I know where that's at. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did the people get word to you? Did they send somebody down to tell you?
They'd send them down on their horseback, or they'd come mm-hmm. as far as they could to grottos, and then maybe call up. Lots of them from around over in there, they'd come walking in here, or maybe they'd come in a horse and buggy or horseback and have a great long old stick. And they had measured the body with the stick, and they had it that much too long. Father knew the people too well. He said, that man or that woman ain't that tall. And then on there's a stick that have a notch cut in it for as wide as the chest was. And they'd have them about a third wider than they ought to be. He knew better than that. So we'd just go on and make a coffin, and we'll take you upstairs before you get away and show you some of the stuff we made.
Oh.
I've got them right here.
Uh-huh. Let's see. So you brought them up there, and you had a service for them.
Huh?
Now some they didn't embalm, right? Didn't they just take
yeah,
some?
Lots of them didn't embalm. You don't have to do embalming day. It's not compulsory.
Didn't they smell?
Huh?
Didn't they
smell? Oh, yeah, sometimes you have that. Now, don't forget about that. But,
Well, what'd they do in the winter? I bet in the winter they couldn't get to you.
Huh?
In the winter, weren't they shut in up there in the snow?
Just wait till we got around to it. That's all it was of it.
What'd they do with the body while they were waiting?
Just let it lay still.
In the house?
Had to.
Must have smelled pretty bad. They just lay them out in the house and wait till they could get to you, huh?
That's right.
What about, were you involved at all in the headstones?
Huh?
Did you ever make the stones for the cemeteries?
No, I never made anything. I made some slate rock, mm-hmm. but I never made no marble stones. Mm-hmm. But I've taken some slate rock lots and lots of places.
Did you put the name on?
And just tried to chisel it out, you know, some kind of a name for somebody or something. And most of that now, I done it for the Wilburgers down at the old Frieden Church, down below where's cave, you know where Frieden's in. Now, the way that comes in, that's some of our old generation, and I've tried to trace it back through them, and the old ones come from Germany. They're buried, most of the old ones, down there, and they start out with their stone. Maybe they'd say Elizabeth Ann, and didn't have room enough, and they come down here and put Wilberger. Mm-hmm. And half of it written in German, well, I couldn't do nothing with that. Then they'd put the dates down below it. I could pick up the dates, kind of, but I couldn't get these. So I got a German interpreter from Mary Boland to go down there one Sunday evening with me, and she tried to figure out some stuff for me, and she did. She helped me out like everything, but there was still lots of them we couldn't mark. So after that, why, I went down there with a chisel and some good slate rock, and I tried to chisel out some and just set them in there. I don't know whether anything like right or not, but I know they're up in that corner. But that's all the stones I ever marked. I've gotten other stones, footstones, from various places over the country and taken into the marble people and had them to mark them different for me for people that couldn't buy stones, you know.
Well, who did the marble?
I just get Hartman in Hartenburg.
Mm-hmm. Because I've seen one marble stone up there.
Well, I don't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
White marble or gray?
White.
Well,
mm-hmm.
That's about what they used at that time.
Mm-hmm. Then when you did the slate, did you have one a headstone and a footstone too?
Well, some at that time, most all of them used that. See, they don't use footstones now anymore.
Mm-hmm. What was the service like? Was that in the church or in the cemetery?
Well, they'd have, most of them would have it at church sometime, they'd have it at the house. See, that's the way they use the churches. But the funnest services at that time, I don't know whether I'll tell you how about it or not, but I will. These had these older preachers around, and they'd preach for an hour, hour and a half any time for funeral service.
Wow.
And hoop and they holler and just get the people's nerves all excited and stirred up. That they couldn't have a service till they had everybody in church crying. And that was right. You remember those days, I reckon.
You're right,
yeah. And then everybody would go in a procession over to the...
Huh?
They'd all go over to the burial. All the people would go over and...
Oh, yeah. Everybody's around anywhere. They'd go to a funeral.
Mm-hmm. Even up in the mountains?
Oh, yeah, they'd climb that mountain, weaving, walking,
mm-hmm.
horseback, just anyway, on sleds.
Hmm. Remember any other families?
No, I don't know that I could. Those Vise and Marshalls and Harris's. Those boat all was around over in there about that time, I reckon.
Except,
I
said Bowen.
Huh?
Bowen.
Who?
Bowen.
Yeah.
Moore.
No, Bowen.
Moore.
No, George Bowen. Bowen. The Sipes.
Bowen.
Bowen, yeah.
Well, there might have been some Bowen, but I don't think they were up on the mountain much.
They weren't.
They might have been there about Horsehead somewhere around there, but I don't think they were up in the mountain.
Right, I wasn't sure.
What were the people like? Were they...
Huh?
What were the people like?
What were they like?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
anybody else?
Like we are now, I reckon.
They did okay up on that mountain land?
Huh?
Did they do okay on that mountain land? The gardens and so on were good?
Did I what?
They had good gardens?
I didn't get you now.
Did they have good gardens up in the
mountains? Oh, yeah. They wouldn't be a very big garden. They just have a little spot there back of the house and half a dozen old chickens or so around.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have a good garden. Now, I'll tell you one, an old colored lady down here on the old Federal Mountain, down here at Jarman's Gap, she was back in the old Aunt Anna. You've heard of her, right?
Oh, yeah.
We'd go over there every now and then, Hallie and I, and even Lois Beard lived. Had Lois and I went in there. And we'd go down in there, and Anna would say, Henry, go down and get the old red hen. He'd go down and get the old red hen. We couldn't get away now. She'd dress that old hen and have her chicken fry and biscuits and so forth before we come out of there that night. You had to stay and eat with her.
That's right.
And that old woman knew how to cook, and they all knew how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't live out of tin cans like people do now.
No. How often did you go to the mountain for a funeral?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I just wondered what happened. We'd have, I reckon, three or four funerals a year up there. Mm-hmm.
They didn't always call you. I imagine some they buried themselves, didn't they?
Well, most of the time they'd call somebody. Mm-hmm. People thought you had to have a funeral director, but you didn't. But in that day, you do. You have to. Anybody can build a casket or make a casket or put a body in anything they want. But you've got to have a funeral director at a graveside, a licensed man. Mm-hmm. If you don't, well, the law will get you. That's coming. In that time, it didn't. Anybody could bury anybody to warn them. And I reckon there was some of them that made a box themselves and go ahead and take them up and open up a grave somewhere and bury them.
Mm-hmm. Did the people in the mountain make any moonshine?
No, at that time it wasn't any moonshine made. It was just good old whiskey. That's all that was. They didn't have moonshine.
But they made their own, huh?
They made their own, and they made good whiskey.
Corn or rye?
Anything. Wine, grape wine and
apple brandy?
Yeah, apple brandy and this blueberry grows around on plants, wine, all that doesn't make good wine.
They sell it to the folks down here?
Give it to them. No, you go up in there, you got to take a drink of one before you come out.
Oh.
Yes, sirree. Mm-hmm. They just sit it out on the table and nobody ever got drunk either. They just used to it, and mm-hmm. natural with them. They just take a drink or two, have a joke or so, and come on home. That's all to it of it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just sit around and drink, then want another drink and another drink until they couldn't drink no more. That's all to it of it.
How much did they pay you to come up and do the, to bring up the coffin and bury the people?
Well, there was no set sum.
Mm-hmm.
Father made these old coffins that we have at around $25, $35 a piece.
What if they, did you ever get up there and they couldn't pay you?
Oh yeah, we got people that couldn't pay us.
Mm-hmm. Just let it go?
Huh?
Did you get after them or you just let it go?
Just have to let it go. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get it.
That's your hamburger, Lou.
Now you come over beside of me.
Oh, we got the books now.
There's funeral 94, August, of Brown. $5.
Wow.
That's your price. Here's a Hillebrand for $15.
Mm-hmm.
And here he paid driver Charlie Parr 50 cents to ride the hearse and keep old horses' head straight all day long.
Oh.
And he hired a horse, one horse from Sink Switcher, for 50 cents to drive.
Gosh.
Here he paid a man 15 cents to ride all day with him on a $25 funeral. Here's a $5.75 funeral. Now we'll go back a little bit further, a 93. There's an $8 funeral. He hired a horse and a man for 30 cents.
Golly.
Here's a $20 funeral, you're 19. Now you can see kind of how they run.
Yeah. A lot different from today. There's a Fretwell up in the mountain.
I don't know, there's something happened there that wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a Shoemake.
Yeah, which one?
T.S. Shoemake, $85. middle casket for Emma Shoemaker. You know it?
Well, that's what I was trying to think. Who is it? Who is he?
Paid cash by T.S.S. Shoemaker. No, T.S. Shoemaker. Check.
Yeah, but who's T.S. Shoemaker?
Huh?
I don't know who the T.S. is.
Yeah, I don't know myself, but that's...
This is my grandmother.
94.
Here's a Western.
Must have been
$10.
Back I'm not familiar with. Must have been
here
a
he paid a man 13 cents.
Mm.
On a $25 funeral. 5, 15, 6, 8. If you know where you want to look, we'll stop now.
Yeah, I want to look over back. Let's see, how far are you going? Here's 1895, though. I was just wondering if you had done my grandfather's funeral. I bet you did.
Uh-huh.
That was about 1905, I think.
When?
My grandfather's funeral, 1905, I think it was.
1905?
Yeah, you're 1890.
Well, it had to be in that other book, I expect.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Don't worry about it.
I heard one wasn't paid. Whenever you see one that ain't got the red lines under it, it wasn't paid out. They paid $4.50 on $15, and that's all. County. There's another one wasn't paid out. There's a funny thing happened here some time ago on his car business. Mr. Carr up here, Jim Carr's father was a justice of peace. And a lot of these county people would get an order from him, you know, that he'd tell Dad to go ahead and work it, and that the county would stand for it. So he would ask me here some time ago, way back, about these old records, he wanted to see them, so forth, so on. So I said, all right, Jim. So sometime last year, he come in here one evening. He said, you ain't busy this evening? I said, no, I'm down in the garage, ticking around. He said, how about showing me some of these old records? I said, all right. So I got this. Here we come up here. James T. Carr. And David said, for a casket for a color. And going somewhere else, another than James T. Carr. And David going somewhere else, another than James T. Carr. Jim said, after we run up to 10 to 5, 30 of them, Jim said, why did Dad have so many of these children to bear? And she said, some of them niggers. She said, I don't understand it. And Jim hadn't asked me anything more about any record since. It could be. He had always asked about a record.
Right.
Anything else you want to see here?
I don't think so.
It's all run just about the same here. You've got $20, $14. Here's a $50 one.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever bury anybody up Brown's Gap and north?
Huh?
Did you ever bury anybody north of Black Rock Gap, up around Brown's Gap?
Yeah, I've been in Brown's Gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who lived in there?
Oh, I don't know without getting some of these records and hunting them up. Just sort of like we come up a while ago with the Byers and Harris's and Marshall's. There's a lot of Marshall's up in there at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Not Morris's, but Marshall's.
Right.
Do
you know anybody who lived up on Patterson's land, up on Loft Mountain or Big Flat Mountain?
No, I don't believe I do.
Mm-hmm. That's up in Rockingham. Do you remember any other families?
No, I just can't recall just who all was up here. There wasn't too many people up in there, just a family scattered here and there.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about Black Rock Springs? Anything else we haven't talked about?
I know except the rocks up there. A few bits of rocks, you've seen them.
Uh-huh. Did you walk up to the rocks or ride up?
Oh, you got to walk to the springs.
To the rocks.
To the rocks, I mean, you got to walk, mm-hmm. unless they've done something to it. And sometimes it's hard walking.
No, he never did ride up from Springs up to the rock.
Mm-hmm. You have to climb on the big rocks?
Just climb along, catch old bushes and rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for snakes and bears.
Were there bears up there then?
There was bears up there at that time. Every now and then they'd see a bear.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come around down there around the camp, around the cabins on the lower side of the houses most of the time. They'd throw their biscuits and refuse out of the house. They didn't want to know it. They'd kept too long. They just thought they'd walk right on the little back door there, maybe a little porch, dump it down the mountain. They'd see a bear come up in there anytime. Eat those biscuits, tomatoes, and chicken bones, and so.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever have any music at the hotel?
Oh yeah, yeah. He had record players of some kind. I don't know how they were.
Miller?
How they consisted, what they were of, but we call them gramophones.
This is Miller. Had
Miller?
This?
Miller? Yeah, he had them in that hotel. He had two or three of them back in there. He had all these great big old spools, you know, and the old, great big old horn out. He'd sit there and the old horn would kind of weave up and down that spool and roll her over, you know. You've seen them work, haven't you?
Did people dance?
Huh?
Did they dance?
Dance, yeah, I reckon they did dance. People at that time, they knew how to dance. They didn't have this old... Huh?
Did they dance?
Dance, yeah, I reckon they did dance. People at that time, they knew how to dance. They didn't have this old belly hugging, as my tail would call us.
Well, what kind of dancing was it?
Huh?
What kind of dancing?
What kind of dancing? I don't know what they called it, but it was a nice dance.
Mm-hmm.
Square dancing.
Square dancing?
Huh?
Square dancing?
Square?
Square dancing?
Uh-huh.
They have any fiddle players or anything?
Huh?
They have any fiddle players?
Funeral plan.
Fiddle.
Oh yeah, they'd have old mountain fiddlers up in there.
Who were they? Who played the fiddle?
Most all of them played. Most anybody come walking up a mountain, he'd be carrying an old fiddle or a banjo. They'd haul loose there in the evening and play a half a night.
What about at your services, at your funerals? Did you have any music at the service?
Not much. Sometimes they'd have somebody to kind of play one of these old foot organs. But lots of times, if they had any music at all, they'd just three or four women to get together and just strike a tune and go on and sing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one verse or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Real interesting.